Are dreams just random images fired from an unconscious brain during sleep? Or something much more important, like life-saving inner guidance? How dreams can be healing and early warning tools for disease, financial crisis, or success? And love is still one of the behavioral science's greatest unanswered questions. Hello, I'm your host, author Kat O'Keefe Canavis. Welcome to Dreaming Healing, where dreams and cutting-edge scientific research meet on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Dreaming Healing is every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, when you can call in and ask Kat questions about your amazing dreams. Talk on air. Call toll-free 833-220-1200. That's 833-220-1200. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Good evening, everyone. I am your host, Kathleen O'Keefe Canavis, but my friends all call me Kat, so I hope you will too. And you are listening or watching Dreaming Healing on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. If you're only listening right now and you would like to see us, you can go to my website, type in The Queen of Dreams, The Queen of Dreams, and click it, and it will take you to my website, KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com. Look up in the right, it's a little black button, says TV radio show. Click on that. It'll take you to my website on DreamVision7RadioNetwork.com. And right there, you'll see a little TV with some little antennae on it. Really cute little thing. Click that, and you'll get to see us tonight. So last week's show was titled Dreams, Colors, Numbers, and the Dead, Part 2. And we shared personal dreams and nightmares from you, the audience, who had sent your dreams into me. The show is available on the Dreaming Healing Show archives that can also be accessed from my website, The Queen of Dreams, or KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com. So tonight's show is titled, Oh, Give Thanks. And you know what's really interesting about the show tonight? It's 11-1, November 1st, 1-1-1. For all you 1-1-1-1 babies out there, it's 1-1-1, which when you add them up is 3. The Trinity. This is going to be an awesome show, an incredible show. And our guests tonight are going to actually sing us out of the show. So make sure you stay here with us for every single second. Did you know that gratitude is actually an attitude? Well, Reverend Wanda Nero Butler and spiritual leader Reverend John Scott are with us to discuss the power of giving thanks and how gratitude is an attitude we should all be embracing and practicing. But first, we're going to do our protection and clearing meditation. For those of you who are new to my show, we do this at the beginning of every show. And what it is it's a protection meditation. We're going to put ourselves into a protective bubble. So just kind of follow my directions, close your eyes and listen to me and go along. And before long, you'll just be right in the flow, okay? So get comfortable in your chair. Just feel your shoulders relaxing, kind of move them around a little bit. Close your eyes and listen to my voice. Okay. I want you to take 3 deep breaths in. And we're going to blow them out across the room into the purple flame of Saint Germain. Deep breath in. I want you to imagine any negativity that you may have experienced this week, getting into that breath of life, getting caught up in there like little pieces of pepper. Blow it out. Right across the room. Into the purple flame of Saint Germain. See it being converted into beautiful golden light and returning to the universe. Again, deep breath in. Hold it any negativity you may have done during the week gets caught in that breath. Blow it out into the purple flame. Again, one more time. Deep breath in, hold it, fill up your lungs all the way into the bottom. I invite you to imagine something that has been irritating to you since you were little. Something someone did to you, you did to them, something you saw. Catch it in that breath of life. Get rid of it right now. Blow it out across the room into the purple flame of Saint Germain. Now I want you to imagine a power gift in your hand. It can be a piece of jewelry. It can be your favorite stone. It can be a flower. It can be anything that holds the power of love, because love is power. I want you to imagine taking this power gift and surrounding yourself with that power gift, creating a beautiful mirrored bubble filled with golden light, healing light. Only that which is of the highest and best can come into your mirrored bubble of protection brought by your spirit guides. We wish it so, and therefore it is. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes. Feel yourself back into your body. Feel yourself in your seat. So gratitude is an attitude. And the name of our show tonight is Oh Give Thanks. Our two guests tonight are current music and arts director at First Unity Spiritual Campus, St. Petersburg, Florida, Reverend Wanda Nero Butler, and First Unity of St. Petersburg spiritual leader, Reverend John Scott. And they are here to show insights about a musical holiday event called Oh Give Thanks, the profound power behind giving thanks, and how music can jumpstart our gratitude attitude, desperately needed by some here in Southern Florida after Hurricane Ian. So we're dedicating this show tonight to our friends, family in Southern Florida who were impacted by that hurricane. So let me tell you a little bit about our guests, so you can probably see right now sitting there. We have Reverend Wanda Nero Butler, and these are shortened bios so that we're not here for a long time. We get our guests right on, but you can go to my Dreaming Healing website page on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network and see the long version with all the hot links in them. And you can click the links and go to their websites and just have fun on their bios. So Reverend Wanda is a licensed and ordained minister and current music and arts director at First Unity Spiritual Campus. And she's taking St. Petersburg, Florida by storm by bringing talent in the Tampa Bay area together to create a community and spirituality. She's an internationally known gospel recording artist and producer with 9 recorded projects and stellar nominations to her credit. She has performed and toured in the nation in over 12 stage productions. She's been at the legendary Regal and Drury Lane Theaters in Chicago, in Fox in Atlanta, the Kentucky Center in DC, the Beacon, and the famed Carnegie Hall in New York with Michael Pascal, Reverend Dr. Temple Hayes, and Deepak Chopra. Yeah, she was musically acclaimed by Paul Pesco, who has accompanied artists such as Cyndi Lauper, Holland Oates, Mary J. Bilk, I don't know all these people, Whitney Houston, she's probably gonna pick, she's just gonna say, you don't know these people. And now I don't, but that's okay. If you know them, I love them. And she accompanied Carnegie Hall by Marion McKinley of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Now I know them. Oh, they're hot. So Reverend Wanda toured with, or she performed for, world famous celebrities, Aretha Franklin. Who doesn't know Aretha? Patti LaBelle, Robin Givens, Charlie Wilson. I can go on and on. Bill Cosby. It's endless. And for the past 7 years, Wanda was the national director of the Drama Guild for GMWA, the Gospel Music Workshop of America. And like, this isn't enough, right? I'm gonna go on. She has 3 movies to her credit. Fast Break, that's now on YouTube, so you can see it there. Church Girl, and her song written by her and her father, Power in the House, was featured in the movie Never Alone with Reverend Dr. Temple Hayes and producer Michelle Pascal. So you can learn more about her, and there's so much more to know about her. She's absolutely amazing from her website, which is firstunity.org, member Reverend Wanda Nero Butler. And then, like, that's not enough. We've got Reverend John Scott with us. He's the spiritual leader at First Unity Campus, St. Petersburg, Florida, and his religious heritage is 3 generations of fundamental preachers. Yeah, he always loved music, singing in church and connecting with the people, and is in communication and a world changer who skillfully unveils the mystery through meditations, song, or inspirational message. His visionary teachings make a cosmic concept of the universal and makes it very accessible and easy to understand. So without further ado, I want to invite our guest to come on. Oh, and you can find him also at firstunity.org, member Reverend John, and that's J-O-N, Scott, S-E-O-T-T, First Lady Carrie Bell Scott. Also, right on that page, if you go to my website on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network and look up Dreaming Healing, that will all be there on the side. Just click that link. It's a hot link, and you'll go there. And you can have fun. Just play on that website. So welcome, Reverend John and Reverend Wanda.
Hello.
I know, it's like 5 minutes introducing you guys. You are like unbelievable. So I'm going to get right to it. I want to know, when and how did you first fall in love with music? Let's start with you, Reverend Scott.
Oh, I don't ever remember not being in love with music. And I say this, and it's being funny, but it's true. I came out of the womb singing in the key of wah. I was actually singing really loud. I call it singing, they call it crying. But I don't ever remember not doing it. I mean, I was told that at 3, 4, or 5 years old, my dad would get us up on chairs in our single wide trailer Church of God in Sparta, Georgia. And put us up on chairs and we would sing. And we would sing even before we could say the words well. I mean, but you could tell it was so, you know, sort of the tune was coming out, but you really couldn't. But we were at Pentecostal, so we were singing in tongues. So, but I don't ever remember not doing it. So it's always been a part of my life. And that's why I love her so much, too. Because I remember the first time I really got introduced to Black gospel music. My dad had an old LP, a vinyl record of Edwin Hawkins and the Mississippi Mass Choir. And it was just like, what? Because it was more chocolate than I was used to, right? Because where I grew up, it was just very vanilla. But my dad had this one record. And it was Edwin Hawkins and the Mississippi Mouse Choir. Wow. And it changed my life, which then later it was Ray Charles through the Bob Hope Show. I happened to cross one of the, you know, one of the shows that Bob did back in the day. And then the Bill Cosby Show, where Theo was going into the studio with Stevie Wonder. Mm. And that's the first time I heard, people keep on learning.
And I was like, I love that. I love that.
Oh, yes. Awesome. And so Stevie turned a whole nother world of music on to me. But that's a long answer to the short question. I don't ever remember not being in love with music. It's just part of my life.
What about you, Reverend Wanda? Were you always in love with music too?
Yes. We pretty much have the same background, just one vanilla, one chocolate. His guess parents. Guess which is which. my dad also a minister, a preacher, so we're both PKs. So when you start out like that, you just start out, you know, with music. As soon as they can use you, they do.
So both of you had a Pentecostal background, and now you're at First Unity Church in St. Peter's Garden. What do you think of that happening?
Something make you go, Well, we're having a good time experiencing our awakening. Mm-hmm. So, there are so many people in Unity from different backgrounds. Mm-hmm. And I think the merging of our backgrounds along with others, it goes to make this a full, it's like a buffet.
It's like a great buffet.
And you take what you need, you know, what you like, you eat, what you don't, leave on the buffet.
Yeah.
Somebody else
is going to love it, I know.
Right.
Yeah.
So that is what we are experiencing here on campus, is just a plethora of beliefs from musically and non, you know, just a myriad of beliefs coming together and waking up together to realize, I don't know, I hope I'm not gonna get in trouble, that we've been fooled by religion, and we are concentrating on spirituality instead of a religious belief. Mm-hmm. We're tapping into spirit.
But one of the things I like about the experience of Pentecostalism was the transcendence quality, right? Because we had this, it was just kind of automatically built in. Mm-hmm. In any given church service, you're having this experience. In fact, experience was more important than explanation, where we came from. Mm-hmm. Because we had preachers that they didn't believe in education. It was just open up and let her fly. I used to say, we preach by the letter. We just open up and let her fly. but it was more about transcendence, getting into the spirit, experiencing the Holy Ghost, as we would say, which is perfect for today, following Halloween. It was about that transcendent experience. What I like about New Thought is New Thought gives room to that without the rigidity. So you can walk away from the rigidity of this religious expression that often is very fearful, not faithful. And what I mean is it's not really full of faith, it's full of fear. I mean, we were taught about the devil and sin, and you better watch out, you better not pout, you better not cry. I'm telling you why Jesus Christ is coming to town. And I'm ahead of myself because it's still Halloween, it's not Christmas yet. But I like the fact, though, that we can feel this, because there's something I found out about New Thought churches when I went into them, was a lot of them, for me personally, Kat, and it was a little dry. It didn't have a lot of expressiveness. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of knowledge around what the Fillmores taught, Ernest Holmes, a lot of those experiences of words, but you didn't feel a lot. What we've been experiencing, though, is a shift in that for us. So this not only is the doctrinal idea transcendent, but now the experience also has a lot of feeling to it. Yes. You know what I'm saying? You can get down with your best self.
Yeah.
The experience is every, that's the difference between belief and knowing. That's my personal opinion. Somebody can say, well, do you believe in God? Well, no, I don't believe in God. I know God exists because I have experienced him. And that's the difference. We have to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to ask Reverend John and Reverend Wanda, why is gratitude and giving thanks important? Why does it really matter? So you're listening to Dreaming Healing on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. I'm your host, Kat Cannabis. Don't go away.
What if dreams can diagnose your life? What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Cannabis, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Are miracles real? Can you move from mayhem to miracles? 30 prominent authors say yes as they share their high fives and down lows of challenges, abuse, addiction, and love. Experience hope, the magic elixir of miracles, through the personal stories of New York Times bestselling authors James Redfield, Dr. Bernie Siegel, Sister Jenna, Reverend Temple Hayes, and many more. If you like bestsellers, Chaos to Clarity, and Crappy to Happy, you'll love Crying and Laughing Through Mayhem to Miracles, sacred stories of transformational hope. Available now on Amazon and in bookstores worldwide.
Did you know that every word you speak matters? What you say and how you say it can make or break a relationship or shift the outcome of any situation. Are your conversations making a difference? Faith in God, gratitude, authenticity, and giving are Teresa Velarde's heart. It's in this spirit that she's focused on making a difference in the lives she's blessed to touch. Conversations That Make a Difference is now on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Tuesday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Time, with live call-in shows every first and third Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern.
World facing annihilation, a miraculous African nun rises to become the first female pope through a web of war, murder, and betrayal. Loved by some, hated by many, she becomes the deadly target of Islamic terrorists and her own cardinals as she introduces a new vision that will either save humanity or accelerate its destruction. Four people must race against a nuclear holocaust to learn her astonishing secret. Pope Annalisa is available at petercanova.com, Amazon, and other online booksellers and bookstores worldwide.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back, everyone. You are watching Dreaming Healing on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. And our guests tonight are Reverend Wanda and Reverend John. And just before we went to our first break, we were talking about how they fell in love with music. And they were talking about their connection, both of them, to the Pentecostal religion and how, you know, I mean, I don't know if any of you out there in the audience have been to a Pentecostal service, but if you haven't, before you die, you need to go to one. It is joy resounding off the walls, off the ceiling, And they are never still, never still. It's amazing. So anyhow, let's get back to our questions. Just before the break, I told you that when we came back, we'd be talking about gratitude. So let's start with Reverend John. Reverend John, why is gratitude and giving thanks important to you?
Gratitude has become a way of life for me because I realized a few years ago, I was absolutely going through life ignoring most of life. So I was existing, not really living. Mm-hmm. So gratitude became my attitude, but I had to do it through intention to bring a habit. I have this saying, what we practice becomes a habit and our habit builds our habitat. And I had to begin to practice paying attention to the small things. So many times we wait until something big happens before we get happy, or we wait until something big happens before we're thankful. Mm-hmm. And I started focusing on it. It dawned on me one day, my lungs breathe for me all through the night without me asking. Something that simple. And it became my focus. My meditation for almost a month was nothing but that. A lot of times people will say, what are you grateful for? And one of the first things that comes to mind is breath. Because I was reminded, if I lost my breath, I would lose my life. Mm-hmm. And this very act of life that's constant, consistent, without me directing it, is something I was overlooking. And when I went into the hospital with COVID, I had double COVID pneumonia, they called it. Believe you me, that appreciation and gratitude for breathing, I think is what brought me through that. Even though the doctor said if I'd have waited 12 more hours, I wouldn't have lived. Mm. And it was gratitude. I was reminded to come back to the breath. So gratitude, I don't really have to have a reason anymore. I think reasons get us into comparisons, and then I'm not sure it's gratitude anymore. Mm. For me, it's just living Thanksgiving. Meister Eckhart, one of the great theologians in Christianity, at least, and of course, they couldn't get rid of him because he'd been around so long, but he was very edgy. He said, if the only prayer I ever prayed was thank you, that would suffice.
Mm, I love that. Reverend Wanda, same question to you. Why is gratitude and giving and thanks important to you?
Well, this very same question came up today in our staff meeting by First Lady Kerry. And she just went around the room with, what are you grateful for? What promotes the spirit of gratitude in you? And I just said life. I'm grateful for life, period, and all that it entails. And one thing I've learned, my dad used to say, you have gratitude. So gratitude determines your altitude. It determines your attitude, and then your attitude determines your altitude. Mm. So if you're grateful and you walk in the spirit of gratefulness, that adjusts your attitude because you're not so self-important. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You're grateful for things around you, things that go, that work to make your life work. And then that, and being grateful for that, that determines your altitude. How high are you going to rise? What are the things you're reaching for? Are you going to reach them? Are you grateful enough for where you are, for the gifts you've been given, to determine the altitude that you have?
Oh, I love that. Wise man. Your dad was a wise man.
Yes. So,
I love that. Bringing you. There's no way you can be grateful for something and feel down. Have you ever noticed that? You know, sometimes when I get a little nervous about something, or I'm anxious, I don't know if something's going to work right or happen right, I immediately give thanks to my guardian angels, because I know they draw straws every morning before I get that floor. I know they do. They are so good to me. So let's talk about, give thanks. I want to know what give thanks means to you and what you hope to accomplish by opening this show, this incredible show up, to the whole community, not just First Unity, to everybody everywhere.
Yes. I first experienced O Give Thanks in Detroit, Michigan, where I am from. And it was a big event that one of the churches did there. And they took it to, you know, a big theater. And it was just the thing to do in November. You go to O Give Thanks. And when I moved to Atlanta, I just didn't find anything like that, but I was in an inclusive church with Donnie Earl Polk, and I asked if I could do one there, and his mom, Pastor Clarice Polk, you know, she's a musical wonder. Just I used to say, nobody can bring Black and white together like she can, because she can beat a piano down to Smooth Gravy, baby.
Don't you know?
She can play that thing. So when she would play, I would just see Black and white coming together.
Yes, yes.
But by it being a church, an inclusive ministry, I was able to reach out into the community and cross-pollinate singers, choirs from different churches of different denominations. And there were, the first one that I did there, there were 102 singers on the stage.
Goodness.
That's not counting dancers, mimes, and the like. But it was just an awesome, awesome occasion. And then when I came here to St. Pete, I just brought it with me. Now, what I haven't done is been able to connect the churches. Not even the unity churches. I haven't been able to unite the unity churches.
That's still a work in progress.
Still a work in progress.
Is that a goal for you, Reverend Lonnie?
That is a goal. Yes. Okay. Yes. And we have reached out, and it's going to take time. You know, mm-hmm. it's going to take time. Just because we're of the same denomination, is that the same platform.
Our hearts are of the same denomination.
Yeah, something like that. but what I have been able to do is to connect with singers mm-hmm. in Tampa, Sarasota, you know, different musicians from around the, what do they call it, the Bay Area, mm-hmm. and bring them together. So we have a plethora of singers from around, you know, the area that are coming together to sing along with us.
And what you would probably call sacred and secular,
yes.
right? So the idea is not to be rigid even with that, mm-hmm. because even the songs you'll hear, all of it, because to us, there's really no such thing as secular. I don't mm-hmm. like the word secular because it's the root for it is secondary or second. Mm-hmm. And that's been a terminology that kept it separate. To me, it's sacred because we say it is, we believe it is. And this is my first time. I'm going to be the new kid on the block for O Give this year. And she's let me participate. So I feel, I don't know.
How can you have a singing pastor like this and he not be on stage? You know what I'm saying?
It's fun.
So, yeah. it's not just a concert. Right. You come and it's like coming over Auntie's house for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And we're all singing and we're all just experiencing the spirit of gratitude, or expressing the spirit of gratitude. And there's no shame. There's no religious boundaries. It's just people in a community grateful, just giving thanks, just thankful to be here, just grateful. St. Pete, we really ought to come out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because
so would you say
we dodged the bullet?
This is something that someone of any faith, and no specific faith, just all faiths can enjoy.
Yes.
And any even faith, somebody no who faith. Don't have a faith.
That's right. Any faith, no faith. I'm not sure about faith. And if your wife's name is Faith,
you're all welcome. My sister's name is Faith.
You're all welcome. And Tyler Perry would be proud of this, because it's not just singing. It's mm-hmm. there's acting, this theatrical event. Mm-hmm. It's going to be wonderful.
Now, I could see some people maybe thinking to themselves, well, if I go there, you know, they're going to come up and they're going to want my name and they're going to want all my information. And I'm never going to get away from them. Is that something they need to worry about?
Not at all.
No.
No, we have a campus for that.
Yeah.
If you want more, come to our campus.
Sure.
But in this event, we understand who we are inviting. And we're not there to bombard you or trap you, or we got you now. You know how preachers do at funerals.
Right,
you know, they got you now, so they're going to drag you to the cross. But, but so this is not that situation.
No.
This is a community in gratitude. That's what it is.
Just come and belong. So Reverend John, tell us how we can come and belong and enjoy and join in to this Oh Give Thanks. Well, how do we get there and where is it?
So the best way to connect with it is to go to firstunity.org, firstunity.org. And that the advertisement is there, of course, to your website as well. I think there's more than likely a link up for it, but it's going to be held at the Palladium, which is a very popular theater in the area. So it's going to be off campus at one of the theaters here local. And it's at 7 o'clock, and that's November the 18th. It's a Friday night, so you don't have to worry about being out late. It's a Friday night. And it'll be at 7 p.m. at the Palladium Theater here in St. Petersburg.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And again, we're doing this for all of our extended family and friends in Southern Florida who survived Ian. And there were many souls that did not. There were many bodies that did not. Their souls moved on from Ian. It was horrible. It was 2 miles an hour shy of being a Cat 5 category. That's a monster. So yes, we're dedicating this to them. I'm dedicating the show tonight to them. For those of you watching for the first time, Reverend John and Reverend Wanda are going to sing us out of this show tonight in their song dedicated to all those who suffered with Hurricane Ian. So, Reverend Wanda, how would you describe the musical genre? What can they kind of expect to hear? Is this going to be all gospel music? What are they going to hear?
They're going to hear a lot. We even here on campus, our Sunday morning celebrations, there's no telling what you might hear. We may do anything from a Helen Redding song to a Journey. We did a Journey song the other night. I won't know what love is, or you may get some hard gospel. So you will experience several different genres. Of course, everything I sing sound like gospel. I'm sorry. I can't help it.
You bring the gospel to it. Stevie Wonder song.
I sang On Money Pot Me On and couldn't help but make it gospel.
That was speaking in tongues.
That was a Pentecostal experience. But it's going to be fun. There's going to be dancing.
Yes.
You're going to want to get up out of your seat and try a few moves. And we're going to give you time to do that.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you watching the show tonight, if you want to get a little taste of this before you commit, you can join us at First Unity of St. Petersburg campus and see some of what you're going to see at Oh Give Thanks when Reverend Wanda is up there on the stage and Reverend John is up there on the stage. And I promise you, they will not bug you. When they invite the new people to raise their hands so that we can welcome them, you can keep your hand down if you want. We'll be okay with it. But it will give you a taste, an appetizer of what Oh Give Thanks is going to be like as the main meal.
Yes, and you can go to YouTube and pull up any one of our services. Reverend John is singing. We have some of the best singers here on this campus. And we're very proud, you know, of that and their flexibility to be able to sing anything. So, that's a good way to get a preview of what we do.
And all of that's available through firstunity.org. It will lead you to our YouTube channel, to the archives on Facebook Live for all of our live streams too. So. Mm-hmm.
So we're getting ready in 2 minutes to go to our second break. And when we come back, we're going to have Reverend Wanda Butler and Reverend John Scott sing us out of this show. And that's going to give you just a little tiny taste of what you're going to get at Oh Give Thanks. But before we do that, because we're not going to, it's going to move so fast. That last part's going to move so fast. I want to give them the opportunity to share quickly one other thought they may have that I may not have asked that they feel is important to you, the audience. So let's start with you, Reverend John.
Well, I think it's really important to understand that whatever it is you're wanting to manifest in your life, one of the key components to that is gratitude. Because gratitude opens the heart space. Gratitude opens the being to experience the vibration of gratitude. And when you have a vibration of gratitude, you attract into your life at the level of your frequency. And I'm telling you, as gratitude becomes habitual to you, it literally begins to send the message out into the universe. This is what I'm about. And nature is grateful. And if you're in the flow with nature, Mother Nature never lets you down. Father Time never lets you down. You will experience into your life manifestation of abundance, because the key component to abundance is always gratitude.
Yes. Say thank you before you even get it. What about you, Reverend Wanda? What is the last thought you'd like to leave the audience with? We've got like 30 seconds.
Well, one of the reasons this was created also is for people who are jittery about going to church, which this is a campus, not a church, but they want to express gratitude, but they don't want to go to church. So this is a good time. This is a good opportunity to come to the Palladium. You'll be with family that you know and family that you know don't know. It's just family lifting up their voices and putting gratitude into the atmosphere.
I love it. Okay, we've got to take a quick break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
What if dreams can diagnose your life? What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Canavas, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For over 40 years, Omega has seen more than 1 million people come through its doors to grow, learn, and find a greater sense of purpose. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 800-944-1001.
Why are we here? How can we be happy? Questions asked from millennials to boomers. Crappy to Happy, Sacred Stories of Transformational Joy answers them using true stories of grit, grace, and love. James Redfield, author of The Celestine Prophecy, wrote in the foreword, "This book is a seminar about emerging truths and offers grounded solutions through the art of the comeback." Dr. Bernie Siegel, a contributing author, wrote, "Bodies die, but spirits and consciousness survive and recycle." So, grab some tissues, open your book, and prepare to cry and laugh till it heals. Crappy to Happy by Reverend Ariel Patricia and Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas. Available from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers worldwide.
darkest hours to brightest moments, transformation from despair to happiness, and chaos to clarity. Real people, real pain, real healing. Life-threatening illness, death, abusive relationships, divorce, and overcoming addiction are challenges these men and women faced head-on. See how they emerged stronger and happier. Buy the new book, Chaos to Clarity, Sacred Stories of Transformational Change by Reverend Patricia Caginello and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available on sacredstoriespublishing.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis, but my friends all call me Kat, so I hope you will too. We are talking to Reverend John Scott and Reverend Wanda Butler. And just before the break, I told you that they're going to sing us out for the end of the show. Well, hey, guess what? We've reached that end of the show. I don't know how it happened this fast, guys, but I want to thank you both for being on the show with us. This has been a great time. It's fun, and you guys are amazing.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And for our audience, you know, have you ever heard the saying, fake it till you make it? Yeah. If you're having trouble giving thanks and finding reasons to embrace a gratitude attitude, just do it. What do you have to lose? To help us give thanks and build our gratitude attitude, Reverend Wanda and Reverend John are going to give us a sample of give thanks with one of the most beautiful a cappella songs sung at a service a few Sundays ago. And it's going to carry us right up to heaven tonight and off this show. So whenever you guys are ready, take it away.
We're going to sing this Acapulco.
Acapulco.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. And I know that is the Spirit of the Lord. There's a sweet,
sweet
expression on each face, and I know it is the presence of the Lord.
All right, we done.
That was beautiful. We fortunately we still have a couple minutes left. I didn't know how long it was going to be. So tell us about this song that you just sang. Tell us a little bit about it, Wanda.
It's called Sweet Spirit. It's an old hymn. You can find it in almost every hymn book, every denomination's hymn book, the Methodist, the Lutheran, the Baptist, the Church of God. It's in there.
It's in there.
It's a standard.
And the first time I heard it was Elvis with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps. You know, that whole, ooh, because Elvis loved that whole, yes.
Yeah, it's an oldie but goodie.
Sweet Holy Spirit.
That's beautiful. And so is this kind of typical of the type of songs that you're going to be doing at Oh Give Thanks?
Not at all.
No.
So there'll be some of that flavor, but it won't be necessarily traditional hymns at all. But there'll be that flavor of just expressing and feeling that sense of, you know, just awe and gratitude and just thankfulness.
Okay, so I hate to put you guys on the spot, but we do have a few more minutes. Is there a song that you can sing that you would be singing in Oh Give Thanks that you could sing together right now? Or if you can't, that's okay.
Oh, give thanks unto our God, for God is good. Yes, God is good. Oh, give thanks unto our God, for God is good. Yes, God is good, for God is worthy, worthy. Oh, God is good,
so good.
Yes, God is
so
good. Oh, God is good. Yes, God is good.
God is good. God is good. You gotta do it that way. You have to do it.
Oh, yeah.
That was great. So, our last question, Reverend John Scott, we got a few more minutes. So if somebody, and I know there are so many of them, because I get emails from them all the time, they're so down that, you know, especially our friends in Southern Florida, they have lost everything, their house, their goods, their memories, their clothing, their pets, everything. And they're saying, how can I give thanks for this? What would you say to them to help them find that gratitude buried deep in there under that sorrow?
Yeah, I don't think it's possible for us in our human experience to be grateful or thankful for everything. You know, I hear people say, be grateful for everything. No. There's some things I'm not grateful for, but I do believe I can find something to be grateful for in the midst of anything. And here's why I say that. Even if someone has lost everything, notice emphasis on thing, everything is temporary, right? So even if they've lost everything, again, I come back to one of the most basic patterns of life, and that's the breathing. Am I still breathing? Is my heart still beating? Even if it's broken, is it still beating? And the answer to that question, if you can ask the question, the answer is yes. You're still breathing, or you wouldn't be asking the question. You're still conscious, or you wouldn't be able to tell that the heart's beating. So sometimes that's all you can do, is go there to that one place. And remember, everything is temporary. All things come to pass, but your eternal essence, it's ongoing. Life doesn't end, even if it changes shape. It doesn't end, because life doesn't have an expiration date on it. Your human expression might, but life doesn't have an expiration date on it. So I always just go there, because there's been times in my life I've experienced bankruptcy, the foreclosure on two homes. I experienced losing cars, the embarrassment of all of that. And I guess I've just come out on the other side, Kat, to realize I lost all of the things, including going through a divorce in a marriage that I said, till death do me part, and I'm still alive, and she's parted. What I'm saying? So I've gone through that already. And I guess that's what brought me back to, I can be grateful in everything, maybe not for everything.
Yes.
What about you, Reverend Wanda? What do you, what he said?
Yes. I mean, you have, and sometimes you have to search, and sometimes the victory or the joy is in the search. Because when you find, we're singing a song called "There Is Hope." Lisa Nadeau, who we call Butter, and you'll understand why when she opens her mouth. she's singing the song "There Is Hope." So as long as there's life, as long as there's breath, there is hope. And in search for that hope is our strength and our victory. Mm-hmm. And being grateful that we're alive to go through the search.
Shoot, just be grateful for the hope. If you still feel any hope, be grateful. You can rebuild a house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can rebuild a house, and the new house will be built with a different level of gratitude than the old house. It will have to be because you lost the old one.
That's right. That's true. We lost our house in California, burned to the ground. And I remember my husband called me on the phone and said, the whole house just went up. We lost everything. And I said, not everything. You're still on the phone with me. So we're going to be good. And, you know, it was stuff. And at some point I tell people I must have looked in that closet and said, God, I got to get rid of this stuff. Boom, done. So good night, everybody. Thank you for being with us on the show. Thank you, Reverend Wanda, Reverend John Scott, and Oh Give Thanks.
People, yes, see you at Oh Give Thanks.
Find it. Good night.
Thank you for joining us this evening. And a big thanks to our producer. Tune in next time to Dreaming Healing for more cutting-edge research, live dream interpretations, and stories with radio host and award-winning author, Cat O'Keefe Canavas. Listen every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time with call-in live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Remember, everyone dreams, but some dreams save lives. Live your dreams. Find more about Kat at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com. That's Kathleen with a K. O-K-E-E-F-E-K-A-N-A-V-O-S. Or the Queen of Dreams on Google search.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.